in on the meetings purposely because it's central bankers, yeah, and I didn't think one government ought to be sitting in.
Good.
I'll read you the communique and eventually call you back and give you a considered appraisal of it. The governors of central banks in Belgium, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and the United States met in Washington on March 1617 to examine operations of the gold pool, to which they are active contributors. The managing director of the International Monetary Fund and the general manager of the Bank of International Settlements also attended the meeting. The governors noted that it is the determined policy of the United States government to defend the value of the dollar through appropriate fiscal and monetary measures, and that substantial improvement of the U.S. balance of payments is a high priority objective. They also noted that legislation approved by Congress makes the whole of the gold stock of the nation available for defending the value of the dollar. They noted that the United States government will continue to buy and sell gold at the existing price of $35 an ounce in transactions with monetary authorities. The governors support this policy and believe it contributes to the maintenance of exchange stability. The governors noted the determination of the United Kingdom authorities to do all that is necessary to eliminate the deficit in the United Kingdom balance of payments as soon as possible and to move into a position of large and sustained surplus. Finally, they noted that the governments of most European countries intend to pursue monetary and fiscal policies that encourage domestic expansion consistent with economic stability. Avoid as far as possible rises in interest rates or a tightening of money markets, and thus contribute to conditions that will help all countries move towards payments equilibrium. The governors agreed to cooperate fully to maintain the existing parity as well as orderly conditions in their exchange markets in accordance with their obligations under the Articles of Agreement of the International Monetary Fund. The governors believe that henceforth, officially held gold should be used only to effect transfers among monetary authorities, and therefore they decided no longer to supply gold to the London gold market or any other gold market. Moreover, as the existing stock of monetary gold is sufficient in view of the prospective establishment of the facility for special drawing rights, they no longer feel it necessary to buy gold from the market. Finally, they agree that henceforth they will not sell gold to monetary authorities to replace gold sold in private markets. The governors agreed to cooperate even more closely than in the past to minimize flows of funds contributing to instability in the exchange market and to offset as necessary any such flows that may arise. In view of the importance of the pound sterling to the international monetary system, the governors have agreed to provide further facilities which will bring the total of credits immediately available to the United Kingdom authorities, including the IMF standby, to $4 billion. The governors invite the cooperation by other central banks in the policies set forth above. Now I'm going to put Chairman Martin on the phone, who's been manfully conducting these meetings for the last 2 days, Mr. President, and let him give you his appraisal and then answer questions you might have.
Sounds good.
Reed's also here with me in Breadbent.
Sounds good to me.
Mr. President?
Yes, Bill.
We did the best we could with the situation, and as I indicated to you on the phone the other night, the difficult problem was the UK.
Yeah.
And it was obvious that they are in trouble, and they have to have a fighting chance until at least they get their budget out on Tuesday. So we've gone overboard to a considerable extent. I won't say overboard, that's the wrong word, but we've gone as far as we possibly could in making short-term and medium-term funds available to them so that they can report a package tonight of roughly $4 billion that is available to them to meet the possible flows of funds that will take place tomorrow and the next day in London. They're going to close the London gold market for a two-week period starting tomorrow, so that there will be no official gold market in London. All the transactions will be of a private nature. We're hopeful that this will give us a chance in the next couple of weeks to survey things, and if their budget comes out as well as they think it will, and hope it will, and we get a little bit of stability in the picture, we will have laid a groundwork so that if we can go forward with our balance of payments program and with the tax program and the general steps that you endorsed so well on Saturday, we'll be in a position to make some progress.
I thought the communique sounded pretty good, just first flush. I tried to give you a little help yesterday, all I could, without without stirring up everything.
It was very helpful, and a number of them spoke of that.
I think you've done a good job, and we'll be back tomorrow and try to get going pretty tough on these other things.
We just did the very best we could, and we'll just have to keep our fingers crossed now to see how it works.
Why do they have to wait till Tuesday, their budget? Can't they come on in an emergency, work around the clock, and get it out to...
Well, we've pressed them on that. They have considered having another bank holiday on tomorrow and Tuesday, but they have some sort of arrangement over there where the Chancellor just refused to move his budget up even one day.
Mm-hmm.
And on that, there's not much we can do about it.
Yeah. Okay, God bless you. Thank you, Bill.
Well, they have a lot of tradition, you know, in connection with their budget.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill. Good job.
Well, just doing the best we can, Mr. President. Thank you, and I hope you're getting a little rest down there.
Not much, but
Joe Fowler wants to read you one more thing.
All right.
Mr. President?
Yeah?
Pierre Paul Schweitzer, the managing director of the International Monetary Fund, has been sitting in on the sessions. He also got out a statement. It just more or less applauds and proves what's been done. I won't bother to read to you unless you'd like to hear it.
No, that's all right. I think you've got to...
talk to our man, and he said okay, and if he wanted to know anything more about it, he'd send over one of his fellows to talk to me tomorrow, but... he seemed to understand and appreciate the problem, and I didn't feel that there was any static.
That's good. I hope not. I think they'll all level, but I think we've got to try to make George Mahon and Wilbur do this on their own and let me underwrite it, kind of like we did last year, instead of me be the initiator and urger, because Bobby will throw everything at us, say we're destroying the cities.
Right.
They're saying now that I've destroyed them because I didn't adopt the Riot Commission report.
Yeah.
And I think you ought to consider the rather warm communication to the Prime Minister, as well as any of the other government heads that you think we ought to. I've got a reply back from Kiesinger, but in the light of this communique, maybe you want to say that we did everything we could to work with you, so forth.
Right.
You
will do.
Okay.
All right, sir.